Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote an opinion piece surrounding the Will Smith, Chris Rock, Oscar slap. The NBA's all-time leading scorer did not hold back. Kareem wrote, quote, "With a single petulant blow, Smith advocated violence, diminished women, insulted the entertainment industry, and perpetuated stereotypes about the black community." We are now joined by First Things First co-host Chris Broussard. Good morning, Chris. Love to know where you stand on this. What do you agree with? What do you disagree with?
Well, how long do I have? My goodness, I need a long time.
Yeah.
But let me start with this. I agree with Kareem that Will Smith was obviously wrong. I mean, he never should have hit Chris Rock. And I agree that, and I'm thankful for Chris Rock behaving with such dignity. Because if he had swung on Will Smith, like I know Shannon said, he would have done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all chaos would have broken forth, yeah. Right? It would have, who knows what type of tragedy would have happened. So I agree with Kareem on those 2 points. And that's it. Everything else, I disagree with him. Starting with this, he said that Will Smith shouldn't be punished or disciplined.
Oh, yeah.
I do think Will Smith, the Academy is looking into it. I think they should suspend him for like a year or two. They shouldn't take his award.
Nope, I agree.
But there needs to be some type of discipline because you got to use it as a deterrent. So people know you can't just walk up on stage and do things. So I think a year or two suspension where I assume he wouldn't be eligible for the awards and things like that would be appropriate. Now, Kareem said he diminished women. I disagree. I've talked to several women who obviously all acknowledge that Will Smith was wrong for hitting Chris Rock. But they like the fact that he was willing to defend his wife's honor. And I've talked to my wife about it, who's a medical doctor raised by a single mother who don't need a man to protect her. But she liked the fact that he was willing to defend his wife's honor, even though he went too far. I talked to a business owner, a black woman that's a business owner, felt the same exact way, said the same thing as Tiffany Haddish, who did it in vulgar terms. So I reject Kareem's.
Lost Chris?
I think we just lost
him. Yeah, I think we lost Chris. My thing
by the
is,
way, are you good with suspension?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't
at least,
with
yeah,
that.
Okay. Remember what I said, Skip,
and
I don't want to get him canceled.
You can't stop him from making movies, right, but, right. But you're just talking about from being eligible for awards.
For, right.
Okay.
I don't want him to get canceled. I do think he should be face a year suspension because, as Chris said, it needs to be a deterrent, needs to let others. You can't get mad if somebody says something and just walk up on stage and slug them. We can't do that. It's always going to start a precedent. Now, you're going to start seeing, it's going to start in these little comedy clubs, Skip, Laugh Factory, Laugh Out Loud and things like that.
I agree with
somebody's going to say something,
yep.
And everybody's going to feel emboldened. Well, I was protecting myself. You don't know what I was going through. I felt being attacked. And so now it's open season. But you're going to mess around and catch the right comedian on the wrong day and hop up on that stage and he's going to wrap that mic stand around your neck. So before you jump up there, make sure you think. My thing is, I believe that Will Smith could have protected his wife without violence. Because once you resort to that, you're telling me we can't talk as two grown men, educated, successful, we can't sit down and have a conversation mm-hmm. and work this out peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you're saying that you want to resort to violence. Well, you don't give me no choice, Skip.
Okay. Hold that thought. Let's let Chris, who's rejoining us, finish. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I disagree with Kareem saying that Will Smith's action diminished women. I've talked to several women, one being my wife, who's a medical doctor raised by a single mother, who's a strong woman in her own right. And while all the women I spoke to agree that Will Smith was definitely wrong for getting violent, they liked the fact that he was willing to defend his wife's honor. And I've heard that from many women, like Tiffany Haddish said it, but others have told me similar things. I disagree with Kareem's notion that you kind of should only protect a woman's honor if she's in danger of violence. Like he said, Will Smith implied or showed that his wife Jada can't protect herself from a verbal assault. But look, if I'm at dinner, my wife and I with another couple, and the brother that we're with insults my wife's hairdo or haircut or says something like that, I'm going to jump in. It's just verbal, but I'm going to check that dude and say, yo, man, you got to chill. Now, if my wife's, it's not that I don't think she can say something, but I believe I need to step in and check another man on that. If my wife steps in and says, look, I got this, I'll back up, okay, cool. But I need to step up and say something first. And I know my wife, and I believe many women, will want a man that at least is willing to step up and defend her honor. And I'm going to go this far. I actually think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in his article, was diminished black women in particular. Because he wrote an entire article, 1,000 words or whatever it was, and never once mentioned the trauma that black women have had to deal with because of their hair. And that's a big part of this story. All right, black women's hair is naturally different than the white beauty standard that has been imposed on all of us in America, and that even we in the black community have accepted. So Will Smith knows the difficulty his wife had in deciding finally to, you know what, I got this disease, I can't grow my hair anymore, I'm just shaving it off. That is traumatic. Anytime you see a black woman walking around with a natural haircut, her natural black hair, not permed, she went through a lot in the decision-making process to decide, I'm going to go out in society like this, because not only does she face rejection from the white community, but even within the black community, she will face rejection. So Will Smith knows the trauma his wife went through. Chris Rock did a whole movie on it called Good Hair. Mm-hmm. And for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar not to even mention that in his article shows either an ignorance of the feelings of black women, which I doubt I'm sure he understands this about black women, or a straight up disregard for them because he don't care how they feel. So I think he disrespected them in that regard. I'll pause because I wanted to talk about his feelings on the black community as well. But I know you guys want to get in.
My thing is, Chris, what you said, if somebody had like, but see, here's the thing. The difference is, I think if you're at the dinner table, the person at the dinner table with you is not a comedian. Let me just say you went to a comedy show and the guy said something about your wife's hair. Are you going to jump up on stage and smack him? Or are you going to jump up on stage and have a conversation with him? Because this is what this is
it
about.
I'm not smacking him. Yeah, not smacking him, of course. But I mean, it depends on how. Yeah, go ahead.
See, because I've been in situations where my woman protected me. She said, it ain't worth it.
Yep.
Let it go. Let's just go. And sometimes you be the bigger person. She's the bigger person. She's the protector. Because she knows me being big and strong, that's one of the reasons I got all these muscles. I'm supposed to protect. I was brought up at a very young age. You protect the family. But sometimes I need my woman to protect me because of potentially what I might cost us in the long run. For me, I do not believe. I think that was an overreaction, Chris. And I think you and I are in agreement with that.
I agree.
That was an overreaction. It didn't warrant that. I get it. I get it if it was just unrelenting. He had just kept going and basically his whole set was about Jada. Okay, now we might be going a bit too far. I get it going there. But, Chris, I think you have to agree with Kareem on this, though. Somehow we've convinced ourselves that the only way that we can protect one another is through violence. That we can't sit down and have a civil conversation. I talk to you. You say, hey, Shannon, I thought what you said about my wife was inappropriate. Okay, my bad, Chris. You're right. You're right. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. Ma'am, I apologize to you. Blah, blah, and keep it moving. But for Will Smith, to not to take that approach. And he's saying the stereotypes that has been perpetuated year after year. It's kind of like when we have a peaceful demonstration. We have a peaceful demonstration. The first thing they talk about is Chicago because they think that's what we're like. We're like Chicago. I'm like, huh? So I get what you're saying. Yes, it's very traumatic. Because I remember getting up a lot of Saturday mornings and my grandma had that straightening comb and she was doing my aunt's hair and my aunt was doing my sister's hair. So I know all about that, Chris. And I know all about the situation now where they go get the bundles and they go get all this other stuff trying to fit into a society that says your hair is not good enough. And if you don't have good hair, you're not good enough. You're unworthy. So I get the trauma of that. And I agree with you. Kareem should have at least addressed the trauma that women, especially women of color, dealing with, because they're trying to get bills now that women of color can wear their natural hair, that certain hairstyle. How you ban a hairstyle? How you gonna tell me how I got to wear, I can't wear this, I can't wear that. This is my natural hair. God gave me this. So I get some of the things that you're saying, Chris, but I just felt at that venue, at that moment, at that time, I just cannot get down with how Chris, Will Smith handled that situation. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Like, look, go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, once he goes up there, it would have been great to grab the mic and say something. Hey, Jada, I love my wife's hair. She the most beautiful woman in the world to me with this hairdo. Can't none of y'all mess with my woman. She's so fine. Something like that would have been fine. I thought it kind of needed to be a public, because if he addresses Chris Rock privately in the back, okay, but she was embarrassed publicly. You saw the look on her face. Mm-hmm. There's thousands, I assume, in that auditorium laughing at her. And so I understand him wanting to do it publicly. Let me say this quickly about the stereotypes. I get it. We're 13% of the population in a country where we've been historically oppressed. So I understand us wanting to put our best foot forward for those that hold the power to hire us or fire us. But you know what? I'm to the point, I reject Kareem's statement that it's almost like giving whites an excuse for not hiring us or treating us right. See, here we go. We get a chance on national TV and now we acting violent. Look, the discrimination and oppression we have faced and continue to face in this country has nothing to do with our behavior. Nothing. Okay, it didn't start because of our behavior, and it's not continuing because of our behavior. I get where he's coming from, but we got to get rid of that idea, because President Barack Obama was one of the most, maybe the most dignified, respectful, educated presidents in the history of our country, certainly one of them. And they disrespected him, compare him and his wife to a monkey, you know, called him a liar in a congressional meeting. And then Donald Trump, as crass as it gets, publicly admits to sexually harassing women. He's elected president. So the reason is that is our behavior the reason they think we're violent? Is that why we're not being hired as head coaches in the NFL? No, it is not. It's nothing to do with our behavior. You guys know I'm the first one to go out in our community and be like, we got to clean up some of our behavior. So I'm not excusing some of that stuff. But I'm saying I'm tired. I'm not letting that be an excuse for whites to continue to discriminate against us. They have oppressed us and not hired us and all of that because of racism, not because of our behavior, because the rap music that promotes all the negative stereotypes about us. And I love hip hop, but let's face it, it promotes all the negative stereotypes. White record executives and owners promote that music. They dance to it. They sing to it. They mimic it. But then they the same ones that won't hire us and give us a fair shot. So it ain't got nothing to do with our behavior. Yeah, I get it. I don't want to see Will Smith slapping somebody. But that's one black man. Don't judge all black people because of one black man's behavior and actions. And those that are throwing up the, you know, the stereotypes and promoting all that, the entertainment industry that Kareem wanted to protect, that same entertainment industry is promoting the negative rap music. So start there if you want to stop projecting the negative stereotypes.
You want to respond?
No, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here. So if you have one last thing, do you want to go?
Yes. Chris, right. You know how it's unfair. But you know from the beginning of the time, we've always been judged by our lowest while they get judged by their highest. That's just the way it is, Chris. And I cringe because I already know what was coming. You cringed because you know what was coming. Even though as unfair as it is, you know when we do something that like, you like, damn, I already know what they're going to say. I already know how they're going to look at us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me conclude this by saying I love and appreciate both of you, mm-hmm. and I have learned a lot in the last few minutes just listening to both sides of this, and thank you both for your perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Excellent points all the way around, guys, on a very weighty, very important topic. Great job. Thanks so much for being with us, Chris. All right, more Undisputed coming up, so stay with us here on FS1. No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Anthony Davis has played in just 37 games this season. He averages 23 points per game when he's on the court. NBA insider Brian Windhorst reporting that an AD trade could happen this offseason, saying, quote, I think it will be something that's discussed. Shannon, what do you think? Should the Lakers try to trade AD?
Skip, I don't really know how else they can get up out of this. I think you explore all options. The question you ask yourself, in the next 2 years, who's going to be our best player? And then you try to build around that guy. If you believe Anthony Davis is going to be your best player, you well, hey, LeBron. If you believe LeBron's going to be your best player, because, Skip, you don't. If you got LeBron, you don't want draft picks. You want a player that can play right now.
Yeah.
Because you got nothing until 2024, 5, 6, 7, something like that. So I think you explore it. I don't know what you get back in return. Because they don't have anything, Skip. I mean, you don't got anything to offer. How are you going to barter with a man when you got nothing to offer? He has everything you want, but you got nothing to barter back with him. I mean, what, Dwight Howard's on expiring contract. Bazemore, all these guys on one-year deal. The only guy that's on an extension, you got Russ for another year. I think you got Tucker for two more years. You got AD, you got LeBron. Everybody else, Skip, is up. So what you got? The draft pick, you got the draft pick in THT. That you might can get a mid-level player for that. And then what? You got a bunch of old guys that nobody wants. So, Skip, I think that's something that you look into. AJ just can't stay healthy, Skip. Outside of that first year, Skip, he just can't stay healthy. That's been his MO his whole career. Unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to see what he can truly be, what he truly could have become. I see it in stretches, but it's a foot injury, it's a knee injury, it's a back, it's a shoulder, it's something. Mm-hmm. And so I think the Lakers will have to explore possibly moving Anthony Davis. I don't know if they will, but I think you got to explore it because I believe LeBron James for the next at least bare minimum year 20 will still be the Lakers' best player, and you surround your best player.
And I say there is no way you should even consider trading your best younger player. And that's Anthony Davis. I still like him a lot more than you do. You're down on him because you're so frustrated by his lack of availability. And when he does play, his lack of motor.
Yeah.
His lack of energy or whatever that intensity or whatever that dynamic
what do we got,
is.
What if we swap him for Carl Anthony Towns?
Well, would they do it?
They might.
I don't think they would do it because they'd say we don't want the risk of that guy's injuries. I just say,
but then you want us to keep him, though.
He is still your best way out of the wilderness that you find yourself in, and you are lost in the wilderness because you are stuck in your situation point of nearly being dead in your situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's no hope and no way out of this because LeBron's not going to get any younger.
No.
And again, on the defensive end, he's become it's not even a liability. He's a no-ability. He just doesn't try on defense. So you used to hang your hat. Just a year ago, you were ranked number one in defensive efficiency. Now you've plummeted 20th. Well,
I'm surprised they're that high.
Okay, the best rim protector on your team is that guy, AD.
Right.
By far.
But Skip, he can't protect the rim from the bench.
Nope, he can't. But when he's right, he is really
okay,
right.
Okay, when is
and,
that?
And he was the biggest reason that you broke through in the bubble
yes,
and won that championship.
I will concede that.
And just on that alone, that justified whatever you gave up for him,
yes.
All the young players that you shipped off to New Orleans for him.
But what
right?
about last year and this year?
Well, it's just, again, he paid for himself one time over, and then that was it.
Damn.
And his history, even when you acquired him, I said, you better be careful because you look at New Orleans.
Right.
He's hurt, and he's hurt, and he's hurt, and he's not available. And it's lower motor, and some nights he does not show up. I don't know why, because he is seriously gifted. He is a top five player when right. Well, I haven't seen him right since the bubble.
Right.
Okay?
I agree.
And maybe it's one of those classic cases of he finally won what he wanted. And in his mind, he's still semi-retired.
Right.
And do I think he fights back? What's the injury he has now? A sprained foot?
Mm-hmm.
He's been gone forever with a sprained foot. And they said he tried to play on it, you know, practice on it yesterday.
Right.
And he woke up and felt that it was sore again.
Mm-hmm.
A sprained foot? Shannon Sharpe's going to play with a sprained foot.
Football.
I know, but I'm just saying, what are we talking about here? And he has been unavailable.
Right.
Well, he's often unavailable for minor injuries
right.
that you say, really?
Skip, he's missed 83 games
yep.
since he's arrived in L.A.
Okay, well, Minnesota's going to say no. Karl Anthony Towns finally found himself. He finally found his motor, right? He didn't have a motor, and all of a sudden he found the he got the key.
He can switch it on now. He's been unbelievable.
He's been unbelievable. And I got to tell you, Minnesota's looking like a threat.
Well, you know what, Skip? You might just have to go to bed. You might have to just go to bed tonight, fall on your knees, and say, Lord, please let Carl Anthony, let AD stay healthy for 2 years.
Stay healthy. That's all you got. That's all you got.
And hopefully Malik Monk will come back on a nice deal.
I got
of all the guys, Malik, LeBron, AD, please right. stay healthy.
And then you have to mix and match.
You got to mix and match.
Okay. Good luck.
Many draft picks in the future. It certainly is a big decision, gentlemen. All right. Excellent points. Still to come this morning, could Tiger Woods actually play at the Masters
what?
Next month?
Mm.
Stick around.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.